Representative Bob Rankin, you have just been appointed to take Randy Bobgardner's seat as state senator for the 8th District. Congratulations on your appointment.
Well, thank you, Amy. It's an honor.
In general, as state senator, how will your duties be different than those of a representative?
Well, because I'm on the Joint Budget Committee and have been for, this is my 5th year, and because I will become the Senate's representative to the Joint Budget Committee, the Senate Republicans, I'll stay in exactly the same office and do budget work, which is at least 80 to 90% of my time and job, so really won't change that much day to day.
As senator, you will represent 7 Western Colorado counties, including the 3 you represented in House District 57. How do issues differ in Jackson, Grand, Rout, and Summit County from those in Garfield, Moffitt, and Rio Blanco?
I think the biggest difference is that I'll now represent some fairly popular and big resort areas, namely Breckenridge and Steamboat. The dynamics there for both the population and the tourist in the wintertime and summer are pretty different. But then Grand and Jackson are pretty remote. You know, we're talking about towns like Walden and Hot Sulphur Springs and Kremling, which are, you know, pretty rural town, so it's a mix. But I think the biggest difference is these resort areas.
What are some of the issues you will champion as senator for the 8th District?
You know, I'm going to keep working on my big issues. Those are really the cost of health care in rural Colorado. I'm working with Representative McCluskey, who took over from Millie Hamner, and we're working on 2 bills together. One is this reinsurance bill, and another is hospital transparency, because it's still one of the biggest issues in Western Colorado is really the cost of health care. I'm going to keep working on education. I've been on the tourism board for 6 years, ever since I've been here, and I think that's very pertinent to now representing, you know, these resort areas. And I'm going to keep trying to lead the charge on doing something about fixing the impact of the Gallagher Amendment on our rural special districts.
As representative, you were on the Joint Budget Committee and the Appropriation Committee. How will this change as senator?
My party is in the minority, so I won't chair either of those, but those will still be the 2 committees that I'm assigned to, Appropriations and the Joint Budget Committee.
And speaking of the Colorado legislature as majority Democrats, how do you think this will impact your work as a Republican senator?
Well, I mean, it's a tremendous impact. And last year, Republicans controlled the Senate and the Democrats controlled the House. And when there was a bill that was, let's say, unpopular with one party or the other, it would get killed in the opposing House by the opposing party. That won't happen. So we won't have that ability to counter each other's extreme bills. So our role on the Republican side, I hope we can be the conscience of the legislature. We can point out bills that are just too extreme for our constituents. And I think that we will try to work with the Democrats to make the bills very bipartisan across the board. I mean, a lot of our bills are anyway. They always have been. But I think there's going to be some issues, that, and we heard about some this morning.
Can you be specific about what happened this morning?
Well, I think the family leave bill is one that was talked about this morning. You know, that would put a burden on business to mandate, not just allow, but mandate that business provide for family leave. There was something called a red flag bill last year, which had to do with taking guns from people who have exhibited mental issues. And although it's an interesting, perhaps good concept, really difficult to write a bill around that. That's going to be discussed a lot this year. How can we prevent gun violence by people who are mentally ill, but at the same time not violate people's Second Amendment rights?
Well, one final question, Representative Rankin. What will be the first thing you do as state senator for the 8th District?
the first thing I need to do is reach out and get to know the new people I represent. You know, I want to do some town halls, get to know the folks, and I've already got invitations from both Democrats and Republicans to come visit. That's going to be the first new thing I do, but at the same time, I'm working very hard on pushing a few bills through the process, you know, including some of the healthcare-related, Gallagher-related, and a few other things that are just support to my constituents in various ways. So, and the budget, I mean, we meet every day, pretty much all day when we're not across the street on the floor. We're anticipating January, mid-January, getting a letter from Governor Polis telling us what he would like to change in the budget. So we're eagerly awaiting that. Right now, we're working against a budget request from Governor Hickenlooper. The budget committee will spend agonize, I'm sure, over trying to balance those two.
Well, Representative Bob Rankin, recently appointed state senator for the 8th District. Congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Amy. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.